Blog Talk Radio.
Doing on this wonderful Sunday afternoon here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Thanking everybody for tuning in, checking us out this evening. We have on our program, of course, our co-host is in the studio, and that is Minister D. Minister D, what's up, what's up, what's up?
Everybody, everybody, get the barbecue sauce off your fingers, just wipe it on your shirt. And tune on in. We're getting ready to have a good time.
I know you're right, and I know you're right. Did you cook some ribs today, or is it going to be tomorrow? Well, I just need to know how I'm going to plan my day.
Well, I ain't cooking nothing, but I'm going to eat some plenty. You know, I just show up there. Look, hey, I'm just trying to look. I just show up at the barbecue. I show up with a pan of beans and leave with four plates.
See, that's why you would just get some of your beans. You're doing like my aunt used to do. She used to bring two or three things and hide them in the back of the oven and push everybody else stuff to the front so nobody would see her stuff. So then by the time everybody done ate and got all their stuff, then she'd take her stuff back home with all your stuff.
See, look, I'm cheap. I go to the store, buy me two big cans of Van Camp pork and beans, and go get me one of them dollar pans, pour it in there, put it in the oven, drop me a few slices of bacon in there, and show up at the barbecue. But I leave that pan, but I leave with plenty of hamburger and ribs and chicken.
Wow. So, and that's all you put in your beans, huh?
Put a couple of slabs of bacon, you know. Some of that low-fat fat back.
I don't understand. I just don't understand. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to eat good today. And God has been so good to me. Every year he allows me just to eat. And then you can tell that I've been eating.
Yeah, I'm going to go on a fast afterwards, though.
You're going to go on a fast?
I'm going to go on a fast.
You need to do like everybody else. Go on your fast before you have for the holiday.
It's going to be fast. It's going to be real fast.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, people, we got in the house. Let me tell y'all. We have Prophetess Claudia Nelson all the way from the Netherlands. You know, I told y'all Sweden, but you know how we do it. If you're in the area, then it's all the same thing. What they do?
They talk the same.
She will be representing Blessings for You Ministries out of Vicksburg, Mississippi. Also, we have an anointed man of God in the studio today, And he is an aspiring singer-songwriter, producer, and gospel recording artist from right here in the ATL. He's also the son of a very famous elite gospel singing group, which you will get into, the Anointed Pace Sisters. We welcome Dennis Martin.
Yeah.
Sit back. We gonna have a good time in that day. Sit back, put your headphones on, and just ride. Just cruise with us.
Float on off into the clouds.
Holler at him about your boy.
Float on. See, we here for today. We're going to have a good time today, y'all. I'm just, you know, I could just go in and brag and say I know him personally myself. You know, I'm saying that now. So when he really blow up, you know, I could just, you know, I can call and do like most of us do and say, hey, man, let me hold some. That's what I'm going to do. Then I'm gonna find out how I get the application. I want a paceless application on how I can be one of the paces. You know, if it's like a process, do I fill out an application? You know, because there's a whole bunch.
You're jumping the gun, because see, that's what I'm trying to do. You're trying to. What kind of stuff going on?
You know, you have to, you know, audition. Or well, if I had audition, I might not make it. But you know, anyway, that's another story. But anyway, I guess for today, Dennis D. Lamar, American music producer, songwriter, born right here in ATL, born to Dennis Sr. and June of the Pace Sisters. Since the early age of 17, he's been privileged to work with such Grammy Award winners such as Teddy Riley. He's also worked with Ciara, Ludacris, the Pace Sisters, T-Pain, Flo Rida, J. Rattle, just to name a few. He's also been in a few movie productions, such as the Fighting Temptations. Look, I'm getting ready to say Fighting the Temptations, Lord have mercy. Madea's Family Reunion and Diary of a Mad Black Woman. But D. Lamar says, above all that, his favorite thing to do is praise and worship God. We go to a song. When we come back, we'll bring Dennis Lamar Jr., known as D. Lamar.
Sookie, now we're going to bring a song. We do. Now you know who I love. You know who I love. Now.
I already know who you're going to play.
I ain't. See there.
Yes, you were.
No, I'm saying unfailing love by none other than Globy Pope. Nah. I fooled you, didn't.
See? Hey, I rock with that.
See me through everything.
know I put on that unfailing love because it's unfailing that he's going to have me a plate of ribs tomorrow. He's always on time. We got our own time God at hand, y'all.
He will faithfully make sure we have our ribs and chicken on tomorrow. Amen. But however,
right,
we got, yes, bring him on in.
All right, Minister D, what's going on?
What's up? D. Lamar, you there?
What up? Y'all hear me?
What's going on, man?
Nah, man, chilling. How y'all been?
Man, look,
I'm great. How about you?
Look, we just trying to get like you, man. You know, we're just trying to get like you. So, look, man, you've been pretty busy lately, man. So what's going on, man? What you working on now, man? What you working on?
Ooh, man, right now I got we just did the single for the Pay Sisters, me and Teddy Riley. We're pushing that right now. It's going pretty big here and in Germany. It's just released in Germany. So but we got that going on and a lot of other projects coming up, man. Working on my group DNA, working on my sister project. There's a lot of stuff going on right now.
Oh, man, that's awesome. So how did the collab with Teddy Riley come about?
Well, my aunt, Latrice, she's very good friends with Ray Chu's wife, the MD for American Idol, and he does celebrating gospel. Vivian, they've been knowing Teddy Riley for years. So when they did the show on the OWN Network, Ayana Fixed My Life, she was one of the co-producers for it, and I met her through that, and she heard some of my music and fell in love with me. So she knew Teddy, and she called Teddy, and he heard my stuff and fell in love with my stuff, and we collabed on it. And matter of fact, this coming Friday, I'm supposed to be signing with Teddy Riley Music Group. So and it's just a blessing, man.
Oh, man, that's awesome. See, that's what I'm trying to jump on now before you really blow up. That way, you know.
Whatever, man. You know it ain't like that.
He already blowed up. I just listened to all the things you just said that you're doing right now. So what you're saying is that, I got to make an appointment. Is that what you're trying to say?
Nah, you ain't got to make no appointment. We'll hook it up.
Okay, all right.
So look,
that's all I need to know.
So,
go ahead.
So now the question is, when did you decide that producing was the thing for you to do? I mean, was you like sitting on the organ doing the praise break and say, you know what? This is what I'm going to do.
Actually, man, let me tell you how it happened. When I'm just going to be real, man. I was riding down the street with my sister years ago, and we was listening to Brandy Full Moon album.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, produced by Rodney Jerkins, you know, Warren Campbell and all them on it. And when I sat back and listened to it, I, like, really examined it. And I fell in love with that album. And ever since we listened to that album, and I saw how Rodney them manipulated the sounds and, you know, just brought the track to life, I was like, man, this is what I want to do. So that's when it became clear to me that I wanted to be a producer. I was like, I don't want to be no police officer, no lawyer, or nothing. Like, this is what I want to do.
I'm saying.
So the million-dollar question is, so when you went back to your dad, now see, y'all, I'm just going to put a, you know, his dad is a pastor at the Church of God in Christ. So when you went to him with it, how did he receive it?
Oh, he was supportive. He bought me. I went back and said, Dad, look, because at the time, you know, growing up in a family that I grew up in, we already knew people, you know, so talking
right.
to different producers that was already, you know, established, they was telling me, look, well, if you want to do it, this is what you need, this is what you need to get. And, you know, I ain't had no money back then. You talking about I'm 16, 15. So I went to my dad and said, look, they said this is what I need. And he was like, you know what, this is what you want to do. He went to Guitar Center, bought my keyboard, bought my drum machine, and he basically invested in my ministry, I mean, in what I wanted to do. And, you know, he supported me. No, he still does to this day.
Look, and his only requirement was that you be on the organ on Sunday.
Yeah, and he told that. Like, because I just got out of contract with another company, and my My stipulation was because first and foremost, I love God before I do anything. And I don't feel right now being in church on Sunday, no matter if I'm overseas, if you know, something happened while I'm overseas working with Beyonce, and it's Saturday, y'all got to get me back on the plane so I can be at church Sunday.
I come back right after church,
but that's just how I am.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to just put it out there. The boy mean on an organ, you know. The boy mean on an organ. He wasn't, you know. Because, see, I'm going to tell you, I done been in plenty of their services and everything. See, when I say they go for it, they go for it. I mean, you know, really, you know, you had to repad the carpet, you know, straighten the chairs back up and everything. By the time they get to, I'm trying to tell you.
You stupid.
You know, they run down the aisle, you know, they run down the center aisle, then they split and go two ways and go back up the wall and run back down, and then they put the arm around each other's neck while they shout and they hold each other's hand. You know, it's just a fool. You know, you might see somebody hanging from the chandelier. You know, they go for it, you know. Somebody might bust the doors open, run outside, run up, you know, they go for it.
Right.
So, I'm going to tell you, don't get it twisted. Please,
don't do it.
We know where it come from. So what I'm going to do, D-Lamar, I'm going to put you on the spot, and I'm going to let you introduce the new Pace Sister single, and we're going to put it on right now.
All right. Well, here's the new single from the Pacers. It's called Just Believe, produced by Grammy Award winning Teddy Riley and myself, D. Lamar, and also co-written by me. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Life for you, yeah. Gotta keep the faith, gotta be strong. I know that you never ever speak to my sickness. I speak to that circumstance. I tell the devil he's a liar. Right now I'm healed.
Hey man, that's a hot one. I do. That is a hot one.
I believe.
Let's see.
I believe.
I don't know if you heard me before you came on, but look, I need an. I'm trying to apply to be a pace. Do I need applications?
You stupid.
You fit in now.
Hey,
is there an interview process?
Yeah, it's a 60-day interview.
Yeah, probationary period.
Will we be traveling while we being interviewed and stuff, and going through probation?
Yeah, probationary period.
You crazy.
So what is it like there, really, just being part of a whole family that don't do just sing? I mean, it's like, and sitting at the Thanksgiving dinner, y'all sitting at the table. Is that just all y'all here?
Yeah, it's I'm telling you, like, they'll break out in the song in a minute, while we eating. I'm sitting there like, man, can we eat? But, it's all love, man. It's just family, man. It's growing up, the family was already legendary when we came in, so when I was born,
yeah,
so it, that's. You know, so
that's
it's just
right,
like.
That's right.
Know,
that is right.
Yeah, so, I mean.
I've been listening to them for a very, very long time. Very long time. I've been a fan
growing up, being in the family. I was a fan, going on the tours with them when I went in school, just to make, like, wow, I'm a part of this.
You was in there. Yeah, so now. Tell us about DNA.
Okay, DNA is basically my cousins, me and my cousins, my sister. We call ourselves DNA because, actually the name came from Aretha Franklin. My sister was singing at her conference or whatever, and she heard us sing, and she said, wow, that ain't nothing but DNA right there. So we stuck with the name, and that's what we basically call ourselves DNA. Cause
that's
it's
all
blood,
right,
then.
Yeah. In the blood. Oh, don't start. That's a sermon right there.
Oh, my.
It is.
So DNA is basically all the Pace children.
Basically. That's basically all the Pace children. That's the blood.
See, that's what
DNA.
I'm talking about.
I'm a writer, so, when I hear stuff like that, that's a song right there. DNA is in the
right.
blood. What y'all doing? What y'all
yep.
waiting on? Boy, that's a song right there.
See, don't get her started. See, she been done tore up the area around her.
Oh, I'm about to
tell
something right now. I done started rocking. Anytime I start rocking, y'all just start pushing your chairs back.
My God.
So now, we're going to have to bring DNA on, let's get all y'all on here and so we can chop it up some more. But right now, tell us about this song you got here, No Greater Love.
I wrote No Greater Love and produced it, of course. And it's just a good song. It's talking about there's no greater love than God, It's something fun for the youth to get to. That's, just my feel.
Can I get a listen? Well,
let's do it then. No Greater Love.
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't know why you love me so. You gave me chance after chance, and yes, I did blow them. But now I'm back, never leaving again. Straight. Your love is real, and I know you're done.
you're never slipping. Even when I'm not at my best, now you prove to be more faithful than the rest. Ooh.
There's no greater love than the one from you.
Information as to how to contact you if you needed someone to contact you or anything like that. We're ready to bring our next guest in.
That means she won't contact you.
Well, if you want to contact me, you always contact me on Facebook. / Dennis.DLamar.Martin. And my email is theanimatorsmusicgroup@gmail. So and if you want to contact me, just hit me up, man. We can get some
spell that. Some,
you.
Spell
you
that.
Know I'm on it.
Yeah, spell that
but
for those
you
who ain't
so much.
You know.
We love you.
The animator's okay is the T H E and then you got ANIMATORS Music Group@gmail.
I got it.
Got it.
I already had
hey,
it.
Man. Hey, man. We appreciate you coming on, man. Look, we're going to be in touch because, look, we got to bring the rest of the crew on, man. We got to do it.
No problem. Anytime.
Hey.
We love
hey,
you.
Man. Thank you,
so
man.
Much.
Take
let me too.
Take care, bro.
And tell the Pace Sisters, I say, well, I'm
going
to come.
We try to get them. We try to get them on here next.
Hey.
All right.
Man.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what we're talking about.
Take care,
all
man.
Right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we also have in the studio right about now my friend, Prophetess Claudia Nelson is in the studio all the way from the Netherlands. Y'all know I said Sweden, but you know, like I said, if you're in the same vicinity and you talk the same way, it's all the same thing. Am I right, Minister D?
Look, as long as we all talk in the same language, it don't matter to me.
There you go, there you go. Prophetess Claudia Nelson.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord, my sister.
How
praise
you doing,
the Lord. Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you
Hallelujah.
Doing?
Oh, you know we're blessed. We're always blessed. God has blessed us to be on this radio.
He is good.
Oh,
he is
my
so good.
Goodness. He
you could
have never
good.
Told me I was going to be on the radio. Oh, no. That wasn't happening for me.
Yeah, in your mind, but I know the first time that I saw you and we got to talk to one another, I said, my God, there is so much in this woman. Then I get those text messages. I said, this woman needs to share the word and go to the radio or whatever it is. I know that there is something special in you, and even before you knew it, you have something special, girl.
I knew it. She was the one that predicted it. She said it first. She texted me. She said, girl, you need to get. You know how she talks. Girl, you need to get on the radio. You need to be on the radio. And look what I am, on the radio.
Amen.
Oh, what are you saying? Amen. What's wrong with this lady? What's she talking about the radio? I don't go on the radio. As a, they announced my new CD.
Glory.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
This the prophetess talking. What you mean? When she say so, that's it. When the prophetess speak, that's it.
When
she says you need to go on the radio, see, you trying to, you know, no, I ain't going to, no. Did the prophetess say you need to go on the radio, then that's it. And then
yes,
let's talk
yes,
about
sir.
It.
Amen. That is the open door. When you see an open door, you just jump into it. You just jump
wow,
into
wow.
it. Mm.
Y'all just prophesied all over me. You just can't trust
see,
people no more. You just can't trust
Glo-
people no more.
I know what happened, Glo- See, usually when people prophesy, they look for somebody to say it all deep, like, yay, my child. You must go to the radio.
Oh, glory be to God.
You must go to the radio.
Oh, Lord have mercy. But isn't it a wonderful thing that we can be ourselves, can be simple and humble, and still share a word from God?
Oh, yes.
Isn't that a wonderful thing? We don't
about.
Need to sit on
that's
the top of a mountain
about.
And shout, holy, holy, holy. We can be normal and serve God with everything that we got. But be yourself. We don't need to do all of that, all of those things to show people how holy we are. So we have to get back to.
It usually scares people off, to be honest with you. It scares people off. So, you know, the normal person is much better, is more effective witness,
I
would say.
That's why people be running when they see me coming. Because, you know, that's what I'm just going to tell you. I can't fake it. It ain't going to work. Anyway, first of all, tell us a little bit about who Claudia Nelson really is and where you're from and what you're doing. Just give us a little something.
Oh, Lord have mercy. First of all, I'm a servant of God, a child of the living God, because that is truly who I am. And what I do is I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter, praise and worship leader. An actress. I did some vocal coaching. I did sang with a lot of different groups as a backing vocalist. I sang with Mariah Carey, Chaka Khan, Stevie Wonder, Celine Dion, Safaris, and many other groups. And Globy,
okay.
I don't really like to talk about myself. You know me.
But see, look at Jesus said for us to go out into all the world.
Hallelujah.
Every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now,
amen, but not to talk too much
about
myself.
You, that's just what you and your ministry,
Hallelujah.
Which is blessings for you.
Blessings for you, yes.
Let them know what blessings for you ministry. Let's talk a little bit about them, which is located in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Am I right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your vision and your ministry.
What it is, Blessings for You is an organization that reflects the love of God for His kingdom by reaching out to the ones in need, spiritually, physically, through the Word of God, prayer, and compassion for anyone who believes in change and growth. We just proclaim that the kingdom is now accessible for anybody through Christ by grace. And under Blessings for You, there are many other projects that I really want to work on. The first one is to get children back to school. God opened the door all the way in Pakistan. And that is actually where it all started, you know, to that I said, let's open up a foundation there in Pakistan. And now we are making a way to make it official here in Vicksburg, Mississippi. So, yeah, it is amazing what God is doing. He opened up a door, and within, let me see, two, 3 months, already 254 members. So God
wow.
is doing a great thing that they gave their life from Muslim to Christians. And it is really something, you know, how these Muslims are really, they don't play, you know, when it comes to serve their God. So when they become a Christian, they are really so committed and praying all day, you know, go so many times on their knees to pray to God. It is amazing, and they have high expectations, so you really see signs and wonders happening.
Wow.
It is amazing what God is doing there.
Ooh. Well, Prophetess, could you elaborate a little bit also on the RTE, Right to Educate campaign, which you're doing? Are you doing this in Pakistan or is that here in the States?
Oh, that is in Pakistan first because God opened up the door there. I was in contact with a pastor, Sayyid is his name, for almost 2 years. And he would always ask for prayers and when he gave me a word of prophecy, I always sow a seed right away. So I asked him, what is it that you want me to do for you? And he just told me to pray because there are many children who can't go to school because of lack of finances. I said, my Lord, what can we do? So immediately my heart was so much touched that I adopted 2 children, and I said, we need to do something. Can you imagine that 5.1 million children are out of school?
Wow.
In Pakistan?
There?
5.1 million children, yes.
Oh, my
5.1 million children. So we want to reduce that number by, you know, collecting donations from anybody who has a heart to help somebody in need because, you know, $70, we can send one child to school already. And then for $30 extra, we can even feed that child. There's a lot of poverty there. It is amazing. And when God opens your eyes to a certain matter, you cannot just turn your back anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So I really have this right. We need to do something.
And we're doing all of that and providing an outlet for them. What time did you have to record your latest CD? Because we want to also let the people hear a couple of your songs if we have time to get a song. And then I would like you, out of the ones that I have from you, you know, give us an idea which one you would prefer.
Oh, to play first? I think the best song to start with is I Still Stand. I Still Stand.
Wow.
And after all that I've been through the fire, through the storm, through the desert, that it is only God who can make you stand. I wrote that song when I was in tribulation. And even how I got here is a story. It's a story. I had to leave all behind and follow God.
Wow.
Imagine your little business, your car, your family, your house, your ministry, and come to a country that you don't even know. You have to start from the scratch. And it is pretty tough, but when you just hold on to God, oh, my God, He is a provider of all that we need. So I Still Stand will be a wonderful song.
All right, we're going to run it. I Still Stand. Claudia.
Anybody who's listening to this song and who is going through something, know that you're not alone. God is right there with you. Have faith, pray, and learn how to wait. He will make a change. So many trials in my life, but I still care.
Glow Beat, it's singing and singing. Yes, singing and singing.
That's right, that's right.
So Real Professional was like when I was 16 years old, I really started to sing professionally.
Professional. Right.
Yes.
Well, mm-hmm. I heard one of the songs I heard that I really enjoyed awesomely. Well, two of them. I don't even know which one I really want to play right now, but More Than a Conqueror.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I mean, those are my words there. I think that I'm always throwing those little words in.
Mm-hmm.
I love that verse, More Than a Conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I want to see his face.
Now, mm-hmm.
I'm going to play More Than a Conqueror because I want them to hear that. And,
okay.
You all just sit back and enjoy. We're gonna do this right quick.
Okay.
I don't know what you're going through at the moment. that my God, He's able. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Cause the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hold on.
That was awesome.
Thank you so much.
I just want to know. I need the full thing. I need the full CD. I need the whole thing.
Yeah,
Claudia, we got a few minutes, girl. I want you to tell everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, baby. I want you to tell everybody how they can contact you. And also in regards to the donations for Blessings for You before we go off the air.
Okay, we are working to make everything official right now. So for any reactions or if anybody wants to donate, please send your email to blessingsforyouministries@gmail.com. That is blessings, then the number 4, and then youministries@gmail.com. And, of course, through Facebook, just find Claudia Nelson and just feel welcome to even call. That my number is 601-831-4795. If you have any contributions or a reaction on what you just heard, please feel free to contact me.
Wonderful, wonderful. Minister D, you got anything you would like to say to our prophetess?
That those songs actually, they just minister to the soul. They really do. Mm-hmm. They minister to the soul.
Ooh.
I suppose you can just sit back and play it over and over again, and before you know it, you find yourself on the floor.
Hmm.
Anointed songs, wonderful songs. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why I like to have independent gospel artists on it so that people can hear just what they're missing.
Mm-hmm. God is also
on international radio, syndicated radio all over the nation.
Because
just as we felt
God
and heard
so
those songs,
what I really want to say, if I may, is that we really have to learn how to be there for one another, to love one another. Most of the time you really hear that love you, or on the pulpit you will hear, yeah, we all love you, but I mean truly love, not only with the lips, but true love that doesn't matter where you've been, it doesn't matter what you've done. Know that it is not about that. It is about who you are and who He is. It does matter that whatever situation you are in, that you know that we as the body of Christ, we have to reach out. We have to love one another. When God said love conquers all things, He didn't just say it for no reason. It is when you love somebody, then if you only read the word and say that God is love, when you love and you speak out words of life, that becomes like a living creature that embraces the person in front of you. It is like the anointing of God that flows and that breaks every yoke. We need to love one another. Don't just go out and love by just praying for somebody. Go in your pocket and do something. Look at the need and reach out. Because I see everybody lately, you know, wants to be a minister. What is a minister? A minister is somebody that serves. Serves.
Yeah,
it's not only about leading, it is serving. Go out there and serve. Be humble and reach out to the ones that are
in
need. Not only by preaching, but by doing something, make a difference. God said we have to be a light in this world. Let us be a fragrance, a sweet fragrance of the Holy Spirit. You know when you have a sweet perfume on and you just pass, people will turn
to see, oh, my God, who is smelling that good? And even the smell will rub on them. It's just like when you will go into a place where people smoke.
God, food, God.